So the drama with Curtis started last week. I'm not getting into what Curtis said, didn't say. It doesn't matter. But he was suspended. And I decided, because I missed him. Because the truth is, I'm going to be completely honest with you guys, he's great on the air, great. And him and I have a really good rapport, and I missed him. And you missed him, too. I got a lot of emails and texts, where's Curtis, you know. Without Curtis, you're nothing, all that nonsense. please. So, sorry, Kurt. So, we had a vote. I just said bring Curtis back, because I have that power. But that wasn't good enough for Curtis, so he ran the risk of getting suspended again because he wanted a vote like the commission, like Bo Dietl's show Godfather of Harlem. So there's five of us, so you knew there'd be a majority vote. Phil voted yesterday, no, don't bring him back. Lou Ruffino yesterday voted, no, don't bring him back. I voted yes, and so did Peter King. So the pressure was on Bo Dietl live on the air yesterday to make the decision. Yes, Curtis is back. No, he's not. And let me tell you, Bo would have said no. It would have been a lengthy, lengthy suspension. He was not going to do this every week. But Bo, who has really received the wrath of Curtis the last couple of weeks, unfairly, mind you, is such a good man with a big heart that he said, yes, bring the man with the red bonnet, even though it's a beret, bring the man with the red bonnet back. And so, because of the goodness of Bo Dietl, here he is, Curtis Sliwa.
You know, Sid, you're like Billy Martin or Reggie Jackson with me. I come out of the outfield, I go into the dugout at Fenway Park, and you're in my face, and you're telling me I'm on the shelf. I'm on the shelf.
Yeah.
You notice, you told the Reggie Jackson story, right, that Thurman Munson told Steinbrenner, go get the big guy in Oakland. Curtis Sliwa tells Chad Lopez, the Capo de Tutti, we got to get the big guy from Florida and bring him up to the old WABC.
That is true. And let me say, even during this whole suspension, and Lewis, you could attest to this, time and time again, I did speak about Curtis's loyalty to me. And without Curtis, there's a very good chance I wouldn't be back. So it's not like I buried that. That is true. I mentioned it two or three times last week, and I'm always appreciative of that.
And then, to add insult to injury, I got to listen to this Mamaluke, Frank Morano, read poetry. He did nothing for your Citizens United. Nothing. He didn't sell one book. He didn't sell a matchbook. He didn't sell a comic book. I was out there hawking your book morning, noon, and night.
You were. You even
make a complete fool out of myself.
Yeah.
Standing on the corner, people were like feeding me the way they would feed pigeons, thinking I was Meshuggah Gubat.
Yeah,
Citizens United, steal the book if you can't buy it.
That's what you did say.
And by the way, what page did you indicate who was responsible for rescuing you from Florida and bringing you up to New York City? Admit it, Sid.
That would be page 28, where I gave you, Curtis,
yes,
along with Bernard McGurk, my
correct,
late great partner,
correct,
Jill Vitale,
correct, correct,
Pete Morgan, and others.
That's right.
But you're right there at the very beginning of the sentence, page 28, because the truth is, you did do that.
And you know what? I wanted to impale myself with a menorah or a crucifix this morning. I'm listening to the Frank Morano show. You know, he's got this fake, phony, fraudulent Fugazi. If you get 10 questions right in a minute, you get $1,000.
Yeah.
First question, what station are you listening to? WOR. What a bunch of morons. What a bunch of stoonads who listen to that show.
That actually happened?
That actually happened. And then you have him on reading poetry.
Well, it wasn't him. You know, there's a very, very popular, I guess it's a computer-generated thing. It's called Chat GPT. You know about this? So this Chat GPT, college kids, for example, are getting A's on their exams because this, Bill, what is Chat GPT exactly? It's a computer software that answers everything and answers everything correctly. It knows everything.
It's an artificial intelligence that generates everything off.
You think maybe, Phil, that this CHAT, what do they call
Chat
that?
GPT.
Could call up the Frank Morano show and actually answer those questions?
Yeah, you know. How the hell
could somebody say, I'm listening to WOR?
I don't know.
And anyway, this is Greek Independence Day, right?
Well, tomorrow is, but we're celebrating it today. Yes.
That's right. Well, let me, you know me, I always rain on everybody's parade. You know, it harkened me back to that day in Umberto's when Joey Gallo was celebrating his 43rd birthday with Jerry Orbach, the great actor, and a whole bunch of other trendoids, freakazoids, and jet setters from the theater district.
Jerry Orbach was, of course, on Law & Order for many years, but he was in 42nd Street on Broadway for many years. And talking about Joey Gallo, you did not know this, but the great, great columnist Jimmy Breslin, today I'm friends with his son, Kevin Breslin, wrote a book many, many years ago. It was called The Gang That Couldn't Shoot Straight, and it was about the Gallo brothers, Joey being one of them. Joey's brother, Albert, who they called Kid Blast, was at my bar mitzvah in my backyard.
That figures. They should have taken you over to their clubhouse on President Street and introduced you to the lion that they kept in the basement. So if you didn't pay your vig, they would bring you in, and you better hope that the lion was not hungry, that they had fed the lion, because they put your arm in the lion's mouth and said,
good.
When are you going to pay the vig, huh?
I like that. Good.
When are you going to pay the vig?
Good.
And
good
by the
them.
Way, so Joey Gallo's hanging out at the Ace Pool Hall in Church Avenue. My uncle, Savine, who was a real pool shark, says, yeah, that's where he used to hang out with, Pete the Greek Diopoulos, a Greek guy, who became his lifelong friend, bodyguard, and chauffeur.
A Greek guy?
Yes.
Not an Italian?
No. Pete the Greek Diopoulos. So they're all sitting in Umberto's, and you know where they were before Umberto's? They were at, the Copacabana. You know who was entertaining that night?
I'm going to go with Tony Darrow.
No.
Jerry Vale.
No.
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles. And then Pete Lomangello. Remember Pete who used to do those?
Of course.
Those advertisements on CNN, you know? Anyway, so they invite them over, and they say, nah, we're not going with you, Joey. So they're there. It's 4:30 in the morning. Four of these Colombo guys bust in because they had this vendetta because it was Joey Gallo who ordered the assassination of Joe Colombo at the Italian-American Civil Rights League in front of 100,000 Italians. And so they blast him 38 times. And what does the Greek bodyguard do? He fumbles his pistol.
No.
He gets shot in the hip. He survives. You think he set him up? Come on.
I don't know.
The Greek maybe, set him up?
Maybe. But I wouldn't say that today, being we're celebrating the Greek people.
Doesn't matter, Pete, the Greek Diopoulos. Hey, Joey Gallo, why the hell would you have a Greek bodyguard?
I don't know.
How dumb was that?
Not smart. Hey, talking about stories, though, that raise an eyebrow, this one I couldn't help but notice.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I keep talking about Bo Dietl out of the goodness of his heart. You're back on the show today. You, out of the goodness of your heart, actually went out of your way to try to help my friend, the mayor, Eric Adams, with one of the huge issues in this city. And it turns out that Eric, who I love dearly, really treated you like a punk. Here's how it goes. Mayor Eric Adams has tapped New York City's $170,000 rat czar, which is more than you make here, by the way. And no, according to this column, it actually says your name. And no, it's not Curtis Sliwa.
Front page headlines, New York Post. Imagine, I gotta read this on the way in here to do your show. Because I'm off the shelf, right? I'm off the shelf. I'm off the shelf, right? How long do you think it'll be before you put me back on the shelf, knowing me?
2 weeks.
Okay. But anyway, so what a disgraziato, what a shanda. Here it is. I clean up Eric Adams' building. There's rats galore all over the place. After 3 days, he tells me, get off my property. Get the F off my property. So naturally, he's the mayor. I leave. He says he's going to get a rat czarina. That was back in December, then January, then February. Now we're into March. Now he won't even name the rat czarina, but he says it's going to be a woman.
Oh,
this is like Joe Biden. Who's going to be your vice president? Oh, I'll tell you this much. It's going to be a woman. Who did we end up with? Giggles. Giggles Harris. I'll get you, my little pretty. So you pick a rat czar based on gender? not about whether they can go after the four-legged rats. And you know who's the biggest two-legged rat in all of New York City? Curtis Sliwa, who eats the Parmesan cheese.
Well, that's because Sammy the Bull Gravano left. Isn't that true? Wasn't he the biggest rat in New York City?
Historically, yes.
Yes.
But I got more notches on my belt.
You do?
Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
I'm telling you
no,
this.
No, you don't. That's why
I'm telling you this. You wanted me to make up with your very dear friend, Eric Adams.
Yes.
This will never happen.
Why?
I offered my services. You know me. I'm nocturnal. Rats are nocturnal. You got to be out there at night. He's going to hire somebody to do a 9-to-5 job. What the hell? We're not getting anything done here.
And a lot of money. A lot of money, Curtis. A lot of money. Could have been yours. You got 16 wives out there waiting for the check coming up later on tomorrow. Could have really bailed you out.
Sid, we got $4 million we're spending on illegal aliens. Will you ask him about that?
No.
Why is he there, Papa Chula? Why is he there? Hey, who's your daddy? Andale, Andale, come to Nueva York. Come on, Sid, ask him the tough questions. Give it to him.
That's why Curtis Sliwa was back, ladies and gentlemen, back with a bang. Of course, listen to Curtis Sliwa noon to 1 every weekday afternoon and all weekend long. He's an icon, he's a legend, he's a genius, and he's back where he belongs on Sid and Friends in the Morning, the great Curtis Sliwa.